Fellow Freedom fans, back again here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Scary thing I'm going to do next, I'm actually going to read from the United States Constitution. Isn't that scary? That will hopefully be entertaining and informative and inspiring. You can check me out. I've got a live video stream, sad but true. You can see my pet profile that I can neither take the credit nor the blame for at faithfreedoms.org. You can always listen to Liberty Works Radio Network 24 hours audio stream at libertyworksradionetwork.com. There's a LWRN.net for those of you who like to type in the short amount there. But yeah, libertyworksradionetwork.com is ultimately where you're going to be. Speaking of healthcare, the Congress shall have power to lay. What we're going to do is this is Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Article 1 talks about the legislature, the ones who have the power to do laws for the United States, laws that the United States has to obey, not necessarily that you have to obey, but laws that the entity called the United States must obey, must stay within, must conform to the United States constitutional norm. That's Article 1. It gives power for the legislature to direct the United States to behave a certain way. That's Article 1. Article 2 would talk about the presidency. Article 3 talks about the courts, and it goes on with more exciting adventures from there. So let's see what Congress has a power to do based on the Constitution. What they don't have a power is to do those things that they are not empowered to do. So let's see what they're empowered to do. And if it's not on that list, guess what, folks? They're acting extra-governmentally. What is it we're paying attention? Are we paying attention to the things that Congress is doing that is extra-governmental? Or are we paying attention to those things that they're empowered to do? What do you think is most important? This is almost like a litmus test to see if you're... it checks your patriotism. It takes your citizenship. It checks, hopefully, your good faith as a human being born and bred or even living here in this country, just to make sure that you're paying attention to those things that really matter instead of getting swept up by media distractions. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. So duties and imposts and excises are those things, you know, when it comes into the border, you bill, you know, bill people right there. Excises, you get taxed for a service to pay the debts, and the purpose is to pay the debts and provide for the common defense, general welfare of the United States. And general welfare isn't the welfare programs. It's not saying it's a, you can have a welfare program. General welfare is to take, besides common defense, those other things that a Congress is empowered to do. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. So they're not going to give favoritism to New Jersey or Delaware or California or something like that. They're supposed to be uniform, kind of just, kind of not bent by political persuasions. They do have the authority here in this Section 8 to borrow money on the credit of the United States. Ooh, something hit me today with regard to this cash for clunkers thing. Is the United States went to the Federal Reserve Bank and they said, did they borrow money? Did they borrow $1 billion to give to people to help buy a car? Did they borrow money to give to people to go buy a car? No, they didn't. What they did is they went to the Federal Reserve Bank and they'd say, we'd like to be in debt to you for $1 billion. You're not going to really give us $1 billion of money. You're just going to hold us accountable to be in debt to you. And we'll pass these little pieces of paper that say we're in debt, and people use those to exchange things. Very strange, but what's going on in America. They have the authority to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. Doesn't mention you, by the way. So it doesn't say that they're going to mess with your life. To establish a uniform rule of naturalization, uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States. And that keeps things uniform, so people that can't pay their bills in New Jersey are basically stuck with United States law rather than Florida or New Jersey law, depending on where they go bankrupt. To coin money, to make actually coin money, and they've done that. They've decided that a dollar is a silver coin that's about 1 ounce and it's about 90% silver. That's what a dollar is. And to regulate the value, and of foreign coin that might be compared to it, fix a standard of weights and measures. And that's a biblical precept. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States so they can hold frauds accountable. That's appropriate. Now watch this. To establish post offices and post roads. This is one of the things that they've been tasked to do with their money. They're going to get money and they're going to establish post offices and post roads. Right now, they've just shut down my favorite post office. The one I go to and I say, hello, Mr. So-and-so. And he says, hello, Mr. Carmichael. How are you today? I'm doing fine. Hey, how's your situation there? Hey, so I got a new car. Hey, Mr. Carmichael, what's going on with this little thing you got going here on the side besides your ministry? There's a little activism thing going on. He says, oh, I'll tell him what's going on. So we know each other. He knows his customer. His post office is going to be shut down because they don't have money. Now, we're spending money to help people buy automobiles. That's interesting. To promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. Limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. You know what that implies? It just occurred to me. As somebody who didn't write it, I guess they would, if somebody distributes and promotes, there's a certain amount of capital they put into something. They have a right to recover some of their property. I guess their investment, I guess they'd fall into inventor. They're inventing a way to market somebody's thing that they've written. So that's just copyright stuff. To constitute tribunals, we can talk about that. Now watch this. To define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the laws of nations. So that's where the terrorist kind of thing comes in. To make laws that'll be related to people who are outside the borders of our country. Either an offense against us or offense against others. The law of nations. Something that's just plain wrong and we see it happening before us. We have to do something about it. So that's if you see something happening and you're a soldier overseas and it's happening before your very eyes. Well, I mean, under the right and wrong perspective, we actually have the authority to do something about it, and I think with the obligation. So that's something to think of. Declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. So that has to deal with how they're dealing with terrorists and things like that in overseas and Afghanistan. So if people have any question about that, they say, well, Congress has not declared war on this country or that. You know, well, there's enough room here in the Constitution for some actions that are military in their nature, I think, by this. And my number here is 888-850-1872. Again, I hope that we have right-thinking people who are behind these decisions, or there's a lot of catastrophe that's going to be wreaked. To raise and support armies, but the money that's raised can no longer than 2 years. Now watch this, to provide and maintain a Navy. Now that's kind of implies indefinitely, right? Not just a two-year program. 2 years for the Army, indefinitely for the Navy, I would think, to provide and maintain a Navy. You notice that the Marines are part of the Department of the Navy? That's the way you could have appropriations for a armed land force that would be not 2 years of appropriation, but I'm not really sure how they work that. To make rules for the government regulation of land and naval forces, to provide for the calling forth of the militia, etc., etc. Now, watch this. This is sort of where I'm going to. And I want you to think of all the things the federal government is doing right now on our watch and whether or not it's something that we should, based on the constitutional basis, be allowing to happen. What's our responsibility individually? This is what it says, that they have the power under Article 1, Section 8, the second to the last paragraph, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of government of the United States. So they have exclusive jurisdiction and they can make laws affecting the people of Washington, D.C. And we'll talk about some other things here. And to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So it's possible that they could actually obtain some building for a post office and have exclusive jurisdiction over that and make law for that particular piece of land. But, and this came up in the news the other day with regard to, and we broke the story before everybody else did. I guess it came out in Chicago. It came out in New Zealand. We mentioned it here on the radio. And then it came out the next day in the major news stations that they're planning on having a court venue inside a federal prison. And they want to do it on an army base of or such thing. Fort Leavenworth or something like that. Now, what's interesting, and I thought was kind of, I think, bad, was the congressmen were saying, well, the people in my district, they just don't feel good about that. 90% of the people don't like it, and I'm not going to approve it unless the people of my district like it. Well, isn't that, aren't you forgetting your job? Your job in that, in a place of Congress, is not to to take care of the constituents of your little particular place. It's to make sure that the laws that are necessary in certain cases for the defense of the United States and those people, the laws are taken out. I mean, those things with regard to piracies and rules concerning captures on land and water is your thing because it's inconvenient to the minds and hearts of those particular people in your district. That's not your job. If you think about it, Fort Leavenworth was decided upon by the state legislature to be given over to the United States to have that property set aside for them with Congress's approval, that Fort Leavenworth is completely in the jurisdiction of the United States, not in the jurisdiction of Kansas. If you do something wrong at Fort Leavenworth, you're not going to go before a Kansas magistrate. You're going to go before a United States magistrate because they have exclusive jurisdiction. So if you do put a prison or a courtroom in a prison in Fort Leavenworth, it has nothing to do with what the locals want. Obviously, they're going to have their voice said to Congress, but you've got a bigger thing that you're supposed to look at. But look what it says. It says, now, it doesn't give exclusive legislation to Kansas, does it? Fort Leavenworth, yes, federal jurisdiction. Kansas, no. The federal government doesn't look like they have any jurisdiction in Kansas but for the state legislature lending it to them. So, health care. How are they going to mandate everybody participate in healthcare? By what authority? It very well may be that an employer who signed up an SS4 form, and I don't see any place in the law where your typical person who wants to become a U.S. employer actually has to fill out the form and become the U.S. employer. I don't see anywhere that in the law, and somebody can find that. My number is 888-850-1872. I've looked for it, and I was eager to find it, and I just haven't found it. Maybe the tax code's too big. I just couldn't find it in Title 26, but that's a curious thing. Maybe if they are in that system because they fill out the form, maybe suddenly now that those regulations might apply to them. But other than that, under the Constitution, under this Article 1, Section 8, next to the last paragraph, I don't know where the federal government has any authority to impose universal health care in America. But we're talking about that, whether people dying in Afghanistan. Article 1, Section 8 doesn't talk about health care, does it? About the power of Congress. Doesn't mention it anywhere about them instituting national health care. Talks about piracies. It talks about forces on land and water making rules of capture and all these kind of things for the defense of the country and to provide money for that end. Arsenals, forts, make all laws necessary and proper for carrying into execution those foregoing powers, but not institution of universal health care. What's going on in America, folks? 888-850-1872. Check us out online, faithfreedoms.org. We're going to come back, check things out. Constitutional, biblical, right versus wrong basis.